We have Julia Doma here in studio to talk to us about her business. It's called International Meats and Deli. Welcome to the studio. I'm happy to have you here on the show. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a bit about your business and why you decided to take on this venture, how long it's been as well for you.
Well, it's been 3 long years now, as I like to say. You know what? I was never thinking of going into the butcher and the meat business, but I wanted a change. And I came across this nice little shop, and it really reminded me of my father and my roots growing up and making homemade sausages and smoking meats. And I thought, wow, in homage for him, it would be an honor for me to continue the traditions and run the store and have fun and meet people. So that's how it all came to start. Little did I know the work that's involved in this, right? So it really humbled me. You know, it took me a long time. I had to learn so much, and being the labor and doing everything. You know, it was a great learning experience. And I think the best thing about it is really the community and getting to know the community and the customers. Really, I appreciate them, love them, and they really make it possible.
Just to have the support of your community is awesome.
Yes.
And what's been your favorite part so far of owning your own business?
Just having the flexibility to be creative and grow and add new items and play with recipes and kind of listening to the public, to the customers, and see what they like and growing and elaborating more on that.
So you spoke a little bit about how, you know, there's been some challenges along the way. Do you want to share any of those? What has been your biggest challenge, you would say, in having this business?
You know, being self-employed, it's not as sweet as it sounds, right? Because you're a one-man band and you really have to do it all. So by the time the customers are gone, the staff are gone, you're still left to do everything behind the scenes. So, you know, not only are you doing production and ordering and inventory, marketing, the books, you know, it's never ending, right? So that's something I didn't realize how much work would be involved behind the scenes. And the key is really to stay organized and be prepared for whatever they throw at you.
So what are some of the other aspects that you've added now into this deli?
So the goal was really to grow the business, right, and multiply and keep growing. And you're always evolving. We've added a take-home menu. It's 12 meals for $99. It's great for seniors, for singles, for children. It's all homemade items, fresh, and then we individually freeze it. So it's convenient. They just have to heat it up. So we really expanded the take-home menu. Ready-to-eat foods. So we, you know, we're famous for our cabbage rolls.
And, I've heard. Yeah. I've heard they're good.
And we have like a beef goulash, a whole soup line, lasagna line. You know, we make all our own sausages. We smoke all our own meat. So we keep trying to expand on that. We've expanded on the catering aspect. We have 3 categories. One is the barbecue style. One is the home family style. So, you know, roast beef, cabbage rolls, meatballs. It's kind of set up where you eat at the table. And the last one is called Elegant Affairs. And it's more hors d'oeuvres, cocktail parties,
nice.
Like finger foods. You know, we do celebrations of life. We do showers, anniversaries, parties. And yeah, so it's going really well.
Well, I look forward to seeing just how much your business grows even more. I know it's grown so much in just a short amount of time. So congratulations on this business. Is there anything I didn't touch on that you'd like to add?
So we're authorized dealers for Traeger Barbecues, which is also a barbecue smoker all in one. And we've really kind of grown the clientele when it comes to barbecuing. We do Traeger barbecue lunches every Saturday so people can come and try the food, see the barbecue in action. And there seems to be a good following now because we've been doing it for 2 years. And, you know, come rain, shine, snow, every Saturday our smokers are out front. We have our pulled pork sliders topped with creamy coleslaw, sausage crack balls, and we're doing another October sausage on a bun, the bratwurst sausage. So, yeah, every Saturday we mix it up, something different. People look forward to it now, and they come and have lunch.
Sounds really good. I'm hungry right now. As you're talking of all this great food, well, thank you so much for coming here in studio. And one last thing, let's let all the listeners know where they can find you on your website and social media.
So internationalmeats.ca is the website, and also on Instagram or Facebook. You can message me there. Give us a call right at our location. It's 11269 Guelph Line. It's 5 minutes north of the 401 on Guelph Line. And 905-854-5230.